In the beginning of the parsha, Paro finds out that there's someone who can interpret dreams. He's gone through all of his dream interpreters, and none of them have anything good. So he decides right away, we got to get this guy. Let's bring him up. And there, in Pasuk Yedal, it says, Vayishlach Paro, Paro sent Vayikra Yosef, and he called upon Yosef. Vayirtzuhu menabar, and they rushed him. And then it says they cut his hair, they changed his clothing, and he appeared before Paro. And it seems from the reading of the Pasuk that they were rushing him. Yosef was not active in this at all. He was more like being brought along, but not that he was actively rushing as well to leave the jail cell that he was in for so long, to rush for his salvation. Obvious question, why not? At least help along. The Pasuk is implying that he did nothing here. The answer might be that Yosef realized that he had been in jail an extra couple of years because he had made a mistake of asking the Sar HaMashkin to help him out. What happened was, the end of last week's parsha, there were two people there. Yosef gave the interpretations. He told the Sar Oifim, the baker, that he's not going to survive. He told the Sar HaMashkin that he's going to survive, but do me a favor, remember me when you're back on your place. And the Torah says he got punished for that. On Yosef's level, he was not supposed to get that involved. He had to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the entire show. When you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the entire show, you don't rush for anything. Unless it's an open mitzvah, maybe. But otherwise, you don't rush because Hashem is in control of everything. Your running ahead is not going to help anything at all. Therefore, at this point in time, Yosef was being rushed by others because he himself was part of the repentance process of what he was doing. He realized that, you know what? I have less control than I think I do. I'm not relying on the Sar HaMashkin. I'm not relying on myself. I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. When people realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan, they don't feel that they're being left behind at all. They know they are exactly where they're supposed to be. Let's work on that.